Up to 2,000 construction workers are set to be housed at two temporary camps west of the Sunshine Coast. Queensland Hydro CEO Kieran Cusack says they'll be among the first to work on the $414 billion Barumba Pumped Hydro Renewable Energy Project.
These two camps will house workers that will work on the roadworks, the geotechnical investigation program, an exploratory tunnel, and most importantly, the ecological survey works for the project. That information that we glean will provide critical information for the environmental approvals and also the technical design phase of the project.
Once complete, the project will store enough of Queensland's clean solar and wind to power 2 million homes. A 15-month clinical trial is about to get underway at the University of the Sunshine Coast to test the effectiveness of a new vaccine. Principal investigator Dr. Robert Scott says the new medication's been designed to hopefully protect immune-compromised people against current Omicron variants of COVID-19.
We know that people with immune impairment sometimes don't generate a full response to vaccines, and so they remain at higher risk.
Researchers are looking for 23 volunteers to take part in the trial at Sippy Downs. They must be available to attend up to 12 visits. Two of the eight vehicles stolen from across the Sunshine Coast in the early hours of Thursday morning have been recovered by police, and two teenagers remain in police custody. Detectives say it's a timely reminder for residents to assess their home security, with the offenders in many cases breaking into homes first to steal keys before taking off with the vehicles. And today marks 50 years since Australia ended its involvement in the Vietnam War, but many veterans are still bearing the burden of the conflict. RSLs across the coast will be holding services, including one from 11 a.m. at the Cotton Tree Cenotaph.